You are listening to the Port Pals Podcast with Peter, Donna Marie and Maeve. Let's go fishing for gossip, people. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Port Pals Podcast. Donna Marie, how are we today?
I am good. How are you? Did you have a nice paddy day?
I did. I had a very relaxed St. Patrick's Day. We didn't do a whole lot. Just really chilled out, watched some sport and watched the TV. That was about the limit of it. What about yourself?
Yeah, we didn't do much. Like, we had a busy weekend. I had birthdays. And so, like, Friday, busy. Saturday, busy. And then yesterday, busy. But Sunday, not so much, like. I mean, there's not a lot going on down here anymore. We used to have a parade and all that. Now there's none here. So we kind of have to travel and be in the fucking mood of traveling.
Yeah. And like, don't get me wrong. Parades are great for kids and stuff like that. I have zero interest standing out on a cold St. Patrick's Day watching a lot of people on floats. It's not my thing. It hasn't been since I was a child, you know. Fair play to the people that line the streets, but no, it's not for me.
Oh God, like, unless you are drinking and out socialising for it. I mean, I'm not one of them now. I don't bring the kids to the pub or anything like that. So we wouldn't even do anything like that, you know. So, no, but we had a nice weekend. Every other day we were busy, we were doing shit. So, I don't know what I did yesterday for the first time ever.
Do tell.
I did. I call it Quasar. You'll call it Quasar. But the kids were like, it's laser tag. I did laser tag.
And how have you never done laser tag before?
I've never done it.
Like, we went to laser tag when we were in school, on school trips.
I've never done it before. And like, if the kids were there in the past, they would have been there with Ken, not me. Like, but I did it yesterday. And it was just hilarious.
It's like, a lot of fun.
It's hilarious. Me and Ken spent a good, whatever, half an hour, 45 minutes just creeping around trying to kill each other. That's all it was. I mean, the kids were just running around the background, but the real competition was me and Ken. We were fucking, like, chasing each other down.
Well, not new there. Ken chasing you around.
When we came out, it said on the board that Ken won. But in my defense, Ken was going around shooting everybody. I was not. I literally saved every bullet I had for him. Like, I didn't shoot any of the kids. He did. I turned a corner at one point, and there he was shooting, like, seven-year-olds.
Oh, dear. That, in fairness, that'd be me. If you're on the field, if you're on the field of battle, you're getting shot. Fuck that.
I didn't. I literally just got him. So I won. Not him.
I'm very much of the belief. No, if you're playing, you should beat the children, because then they learn that valuable lesson that, you know, life isn't always fair and sometimes life sucks. And they learn it young. I'm a firm believer in that.
No, I can't bring myself to do that. I was just running past kids. But it was fun. Good fun. So, yeah. I was in Paddy's Day. It was a busy weekend.
Nice. And nearly almost time for the teachers to pawn your kids off on you again for another 2 weeks. Then we got the Easter holidays coming up at the end of this week.
Literally. Like, they finish up a half day on Friday and they're not back till the 8th of April. What the fuck, yeah. Like? I mean, they just don't need that long at this time of year. You know, at Christmas time, they get the two and a half weeks off, and it's fine because it's Christmas. And then the summer holidays, they're grand. But the Easter holidays, the weather is shit. It's always cold, wet, rainy, windy. There's nothing to do outdoors. So everything you do with them has to be indoors, and everything indoors costs a fucking fortune. And yesterday cost me a fortune. A fortune. And I was like, how are you supposed to do this every second day, every third day during the Easter holidays?
Well, you don't. The answer is you don't. You just tell them to soak it up and play with the stuff they have in the house.
I know, and then I have to listen to it. Everybody goes out except us. We never go anywhere. We never do that nice. I actually got that on Paddy's day off, one of the kids, after me taking said child out on Friday night, just the two of us, because the eldest one didn't want to come. He was out with his own friends, and the younger one was down in Kerry. And so I took the middle one out, and just me and him had some little bonding time, went to the carnival, did all this, went for takeaway the lot. And then I get told, we never do that.
Eating bread is soon forgotten, Pally.
So yeah, it was a good weekend. But yeah, Easter holidays, love it. Love that for me.
So moving from Easter holidays to a man who, you know, had got himself an enforced holiday. Let's kick right on. Oh, he's gone.
I mean, it was a jam-packed week, wasn't it? Can I just say I was right? I did say at the end of last week we were going to get two double whammies.
Yeah, but it was a you're fired, I quit, rather than two you're fired.
Yeah. Look, I mean,
can I just say, how delusional was he that he didn't realise he was getting sacked in that moment?
I honestly believe the chap deserves some amount of sympathy. He's just in a different place, a very different headspace. And can I just say, the way Kerry handled it was amazing.
He did handle it very well. I will give that to him. It wasn't a case of, right, look, you've done all this shit, now get off the boat and like don't speak to anyone. Like, he got to have a little send-off, even though he was fired.
I thought that was fantastic. And I was sitting there going, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this. I mean, we've seen people get fired in the past and, you know, they're down in their cabins and they're saying goodbye or whatever. But they gave him an actual send-off. And I thought that was really, really nice for him to get that, to receive that. Because, look, there was no malice in him. He wasn't a dickhead. He wasn't horrible. He was just in a bad headspace, if you like. He wasn't, like, in the room. You know, that kind of way. He was elsewhere with his problems. And it affected his ability to do a good job. So, yeah, I thought that was nice.
But the chap has zero self-awareness.
No, he doesn't.
And that's a big problem. Like, yeah. You can be in a bad headspace and be self-aware enough to, even if you react, to kind of take a step back and went, you know, well, hang on a second. I need to do something here. Even if you're not capable of doing it. At no point did he even realize that he needed to do something. The chap, he heard Kyle getting called to the bridge and he goes, I hope nobody's in. He actually thought Kyle was in trouble and that he was going to get into trouble next. He didn't even realize what was happening.
No, that's true. He didn't. And then when Kerry kind of said, you need to depart the boat, he's like, I'm getting the boo.
Yeah. Like, who doesn't realize they're getting fired in that moment? I would have woke up that morning and said, I'm actually going to pack my bag now. And then that way, it's just going to be less embarrassing for everyone. When he does boot, give me the boot, because I'm shit. I can't call distances. I can't handle me drink. Like, I'm just a crazy person. I'm gone. I think I'd have actually quit. I don't think I'd have let him fire me. I just said, Kerry, man, save your breath, kid. Save it. We all know what's happening here. I'm done. I'm absolutely shit. I don't know what 25 meters looks like.
Okay, I was going to approach this with compassion, but clearly that's not your aim this week.
No, you can come with the compassion. I'm going to come with the comedy.
I will say, though, I was sitting there going to myself, like, Ben got both and Sonny was on the, what's that thing called?
A flute? I don't know what you're trying to get at. Like, he got Bosun 12 hours earlier. She was up and down the flagpole. So, you know, what are we talking about here?
Right. So you got Ben as Bosun now and Kyle is there. Sonny was on the tender. And so there was just two of them.
Yeah.
Leaving the dock. And it was flawless.
Absolutely. Absolutely flawless.
And I am like, That is flawless. And there was four of them the last two, and it was just manic.
But did
So
you not
yeah.
see the difference? Ben was on the right side of the boat for a start, and it meant he just had to fucking stand there calling the distance. Like, it's not rock.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not rocket science. It's a difficult job. You got to understand distance. You got to be calling it out. You got to be on the ball. It takes a certain type of person, but it's not.
Could you imagine me? Yeah, about three rulers from
You're three of them wooden rulers away from the top. Actually, I think you're about six now. Hang on. Can I borrow your leg there? I need to, that's how I tell.
You're about a car length.
Jeez, you're a stone's throw from it now, Kerry. You're a stone's throw. You'd be hard pressed. We'd get the rock on the deck there, but you know, it's close.
Wouldn't have a fucking clue.
Yeah, look.
Ah,
It's not
even
everybody can judge distance. Distance is something either you can, it's people have different their eyesight and everything, depth perception. There's a lot goes into it. Some people naturally just can't call fucking distances, and some people are just thick. Like, I mean, if you're supposed to, if Kerry's standing on the port side, get to the fucking starboard side, you clown. Do you know what I mean? This isn't difficult.
oh, I tell you. But anyway, the leaving the dock, it was flawless. So I was kind of like, again, I'd be sitting there, one minute I'm feeling sorry for him, and the next minute then I see something happen, I'm like, no, he's taking two plans.
Yeah, no, listen, he just wasn't there. And standing on the dock trying to convert, oh, I've got to convert feet to meters and meters to feet, and just call the fucking distance, you cabbage.
Anyway. He's gone. He's gone, and we have a
He's
new
gone.
boat.
And not before time. Not
No.
before time, but we've done that to death. I think Ben will do a good job. I think
Same.
his head is barely fitting on the boat right now.
Well, this is my hope for Ben. I want him to do well, and I want him to be humble.
That's done. He ain't gonna be humble. He might be a
But I
lot of
wonder.
things, but I don't think humble would be one of them.
I do wonder, is it going to cause some tension between him and Sonny? Because, I mean, it
Here's a
won't be
question.
easy.
Here's a question. When they were having the preference sheet meeting and Kerry was having a word,
Yeah.
and he said, you know, like your relationship, you know, your friend, things change. Was that a subtle, not so subtle, stop banging the crew?
I'd say so. Because Barbie was after saying that they were in each other's cabin the night before, and that's why
Yeah.
Kyle ended up in Horse. I mean, I'd say it's a horrible. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there because there's emails coming through from Killian telling me that he's going to throw up everywhere. Sorry, I still have to edit that out. Anyway, I would not say it's a good idea. In fact, I fucking know it's not a good idea to be having relationships in work. But I'd say on a boat, it's a whole other ball game.
Listen, you're living with people. You're in each other's pockets for
Because
a lot longer than we see in the show. Like,
yeah.
generally speaking, you're on board with people probably for a few months.
Yeah.
So, of course, relationships are going to develop. You and I both know that jobs where people are living in each other's pockets for that length of time, that's where the relationships and work develop.
Yeah.
People who work long 12-hour shifts, 3, 4 days in a row. Like, I mean, you see the people you work with more than you see your own family. And then you throw in the yachting where you're living with people. That's just an extra. And socializing too. Everything
Yeah.
is with these people. Of course, you're going to form a bond and a relationship because, as much as out of a lack of other options, because we all need a connection. That's just human personality and human. Demeanor. We need a connection. We need to find a human connection. That's how they do it.
Well, judging by Sunny's face when she saw the new arrival, I think she'd be all right if she lost that connection with Ben and got a new
Yeah.
one with Dylan. I mean,
Yeah, Dylan's coming next week. We did flag Dylan some time ago when we plotted out the possible crew for this season,
yeah.
and Dylan was in it. Dylan de Villiers. We did, sort of comment on the fact that yeah, this lad's going to cause a storm. A little surprised when he wasn't there, but it kind of became apparent to us when we realized Jared was going to go that yeah, this lad was going to be the new deckhand. He was going to replace him. So no real surprises with this guy coming in for us.
He's a good looking boy, isn't he?
Well, yeah, it's going to cause a few. It's going to cause some friction.
He is a good looking boy. So, yeah, let's see what he's like. Hopefully, he's
Yeah.
nice.
Well, look, we'll see if we'll see if he adheres to bro code. That's going to be the question.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kyle, like, you've let's face it, I don't think Zandy is the type to hook up on the boat.
No, I feel like Kyle and Barbie are going to get it on now.
Even though Zandy has said that all our relationships have been with crew, I'm just not 100% sure she does it on the show. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's Barbie and Sonny left. And then whatever new stew we get.
I feel like I know who the new shoe is as well, but we won't
Well,
say.
we've also flagged up anyone that wants to go back and check this post from several months ago on our Instagram, it's there. And we definitely had stew. There's definitely stew options that aren't on board at present. So if you fancy, taking a shot of who the new stew might be, going, check out that post again and see where we are in it. I think we got a lot of it right. Maybe we got some of it wrong, but there was definitely another stew option in there.
Yeah, let's see what he's like. I mean, are we halfway through the season now?
That was episode 7. So are
We're
we talking
halfway.
16? We're closing up on halfway either way.
Loads of time for drama.
Oh,
Loads.
plenty of time for drama. There's oceans of time for drama.
Yeah. Let's talk about Kat for a minute. I mean,
She made the right call.
yes.
She
Yes.
made the right call. And I'm actually, this is where I'm going to find some compassion. It wasn't so much with Jared. I think, look, I wouldn't have a lot of sympathy for Kat if she stayed, because I think she's just putting herself in a bad position. And her mental health is suffering. And as a result, then she's not getting on with the job and she's affecting other people. But she made the right decision to look after herself, to take herself out of a bad environment for her. And it's the right move. It's absolutely the right move. She didn't
100%.
want to be there. She had too much going on in the background. She didn't gel with people. She needed, again, there you go. She needed to find a connection with somebody to feel comfortable on the boat. She never found that connection, so she felt lonely. It's
And
as
whatever
simple as
happened
that.
with her friends was the straw that broke the camel's back. I get that. My friends
Absolutely.
and my family too. I would hate to be far away when there's something going on and you just want to be at home near your people,
Oh,
so
absolutely.
that's not easy. The way Fraser handled that situation deserves an absolute bull of bus, like.
I think it was a level, it showed a level of maturity as well as compassion, probably well beyond his actual experiences.
Yeah. The way he said it in his confessional. Sometimes you could look in someone's eyes and And he did that and he knew and he almost handled the situation for her.
Yes.
Do you know that
Yeah.
kind of way? He knew what to say. He knew what she needed. He validated her feelings. And then he went to the captain. And again, Captain Kerry was so, totally like, okay. And then he
Yeah.
said himself, I'm not there. I can't see. This is why I'm relying on my department heads. They come to me. I believe them. And they get shit done. And then they gave her a lovely send off as well.
Yeah.
And I just thought, it was Yeah, it was lovely to see.
That
Like, obviously,
was
I felt
really.
sorry for her, but it was lovely to see them behaving the way that they did towards
Yeah,
her.
it was really nice. Look, she was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
She needed to be elsewhere, and she probably, look, let's face it, she may, who knows, maybe under different circumstances this crew would have worked for her, because I think there are generally nice people there who would, like, even Barbie asked her, did she want to talk? Like, Barbie
Yeah.
offered up, you know, a listening ear to her, which, you know, they haven't had the best to start. They hadn't had the best to start. So there was people there to show compassion, but sometimes that's just not enough. You need to have found a person. You're never going to find your person, but you will
Yeah.
have a person that you can sort of fall back on. And like Fraser has that with Anthony. Like, they have that.
They have a lovely little friendship, haven't they?
It's really nice. I love the way Fraser talks to him in French, as
Yeah.
much as to probably practice his own French, and it gives Anthony some little taste of home as well. You know, another person to speak French with. They do have a really nice, more than a working bond. It's a nice friendship connection
Yeah,
there.
I agree. And then look, a cat, I mean, sometimes you just need to go home. I think we've all been there once or twice where you just want to go home. You've got to go home and you go
Yeah,
home.
that's, listen, we have all been there. You're absolutely right. We've all been there at some point in our lives. I'm sure there's listeners out there now listening to this saying, yeah, I've been there. We've all
Yeah.
been there in some shape or form. Maybe not that level of distance, but
Yeah.
it's not always about distance. Sometimes you just need to be at home with different people.
Yeah.
And I 100% support her deciding to go. And again, Fraser knew what she needed. He could see it. He probably felt that maybe she's gonna dwell over it, that she might let people down, and she's probably thinking of factors outside of her own. Like, just remove that thinking of other people, just focus on yourself.
Yeah, kind of the whole it's okay not to be okay thing, really, isn't
Absolutely, that's what it boils down to. It's okay, you know, to not be okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wish her all the best. And now we're kind of left with this. Okay, so we're down to crew members. We're going to get another two people in. And I mean, there's been little bits of drama with the crew that we have, but not a lot. So there is a risk now that we're going to get two people in that are going to upend that fucking boat.
Oh, 100%. But the dynamic now changes considerably. It
Yeah.
changes massively, because any sort of cohesion that they have now, that goes out the window when you introduce new people.
Yeah. So,
There,
I
there's
mean,
there's always a bedding in period, and where everybody settles, and that will, well, look, that's going to make for interesting TV, because
well,
if
that's what I was
it.
going to say. As a viewer, you're kind of hoping they do come in and upend the boat because otherwise it has the potential to become a very boring second half of the season.
Yes, which we don't want. Like, we, at the end of the day, we're here for the drama.
Yeah, we
We
want
just don't
drama.
want anyone to get hurt, but we're here for the drama. Like,
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, let's see how we go. Who arrives? I mean, we know Dylan's coming. Let's see who takes over from Kat. Let's see where we fucking end up.
yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. We've got a whole half of the season left to go. And we're definitely gonna see, hopefully, gonna see some fireworks.
Yeah. What do you think of the guests? I thought the guests were nice until they couldn't fucking say Fraser's name, which they could say Fraser's name. They were just being fucking rude.
Yeah, look, they seemed okay. I'm not a big fan of real estate people. I'm just not a fan of people, as the listeners well know, but like mortgage brokers and fucking realtors, they, you know. But they were nice, you know, they didn't seem like they were too much up their own ass. They were complimentary of people for the most part, and they were having
They
conversations with the
absolutely
crew.
loved Anthony's food, and like he smashed it.
Did you notice, or was it just me, that when Anthony, you know, somebody, when he came up and one of them said, "Oh, another accent," and he says, "Yes, I'm French," and I felt that everyone kind of looked at each other and went, "Shit, we said no French food."
Yeah.
Did you feel that? Just yeah. It was a fleeting moment where just they yeah. all just kind of went, "Oh shit, did we insult this man with our no French food?"
Yeah, I did. And then he was cutting the little circles out of the cheesecake, and I'm like, "That's a lot of waste there. What does he do with that?"
The crew eat it. The crew
All
eat
right,
it. Yeah,
all
the
right.
crew eat it. But you know yourself, you have to make it big because he has to have room for mistakes as well. What if he doesn't get a perfect circle? Like he's gotta do another one. So he's gotta give himself room. That's why he does a big one.
But it looked lovely.
It did. It looked absolutely gorgeous. And I'm sure the crew enjoyed what was left over. Although none of them look like they eat fucking cheesecake with the bodies on them, but whatever.
Yeah, I'd be one of them now. I'd be picking all the time.
But I would imagine you burn a lot of calories when you're working on a boat.
Of course
Like,
you do.
Look
Just
at them
seeing
running
them like
around, they
warhorses.
do. Yeah.
They never stop.
I think that's about it for this week. Just one big thing to mention. Next Sunday night,
Martha's Vineyard.
Summer House Martha's Vineyard is back. We haven't really seen a whole lot. They haven't leaked too much out of what's happening. So a lot of it is going to be, maybe expect some leaks during the week, a few little clips or whatever. But let's...
We had a massive leak there during when it was being filmed, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Well, we've told this already. We've put this out there that, you know, we know Phil is back. Because Phil tried to cancel
I don't know
us.
If he's back, like, back, but he's definitely attends an event in
yeah.
the house.
Phil is present. Phil is present, yeah. Let's just say.
I'm looking forward to it. And I feel that there's an awful lot of people out there that still haven't watched Martha's Vineyard. And now is your chance. Get
yes.
on it.
Get on it's it. Get great. In there on the ground floor. But it was the same as, this is what happens. Summer House, three seasons in, all of a sudden people started getting on it. I'm sure Below Deck was the same. Every show, it takes a few seasons for people to sort of walk up. But when you're in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be.
Loved season one. Loved it. Cannot wait for season two. We've got the Valley started as well. Looking forward to that. See what happens. Because, I mean,
that show hasn't even started on this drama.
Yeah. Vanderpump Rules is just kind of boring me this season. I think that's going to be done.
It's boring everyone, in fairness.
I feel like they're phasing it out now. Being phased out. You know, move a couple of them over to the Valley. If the Valley is good, move a couple of them over there and let's say bye-bye to Vanderpump Rules. So none of them even work in Soar anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's say goodbye to Vanderpump Rules and let's say goodbye too.
Yes. Have a good week.
Yes.
See you all soon.
Join us again Friday for our Summer House special review, as per usual. And we'll see you all then. Have a good rest of the week. Take care. Bye-bye.